Oil prices stable with U.S. crude production likely to fall in 2020. London. Oil prices were broadly stable on Wednesday, recouping earlier losses after rising U.S. crude stockpile data and an increase in coronavirus infections in the U.S. cast doubts over a swift pickup in oil demand. Brent crude futures fell 1c to $43.07 a barrel by 8:32 a.m. GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate, WTI, crude futures dropped 8c to $40.54 a barrel. Both benchmarks are set for a fourth session of daily percentage changes of less than 1% in either direction. The U.S. coronavirus outbreak crossed a grim milestone of more than 3 million confirmed cases on Tuesday, with about 1.3 million of those recovered, as more states reported record numbers of new infections. U.S. crude oil stockpiles rose last week, though petrol and distillate inventories fell more than expected, data from industry group the American Petroleum Institute, API, showed. Yesterday's lull in price action in the oil market is continuing this morning even as sentiment is sullied by renewed U.S. glut fears. The search continues for a catalyst to break oil out of its range, said PVM analysts in a note. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, said on Tuesday that U.S. crude oil production is expected to fall by 600,000 barrels per day in 2020, a smaller decline than the 670,000 barrels per day it forecast previously. EIA, crude stock data is due later in the day. Key ministers in the oil cartel and allied producers OPEC Plus grouping are due to hold talks next week about the future of their record output cut deal, which is due to taper off from next month. The Abu Dhabi National Oil Company plans to boost oil exports in August, the first signal that OPEC Plus countries are preparing to ease output cuts, three sources familiar with the development told Reuters. Meanwhile, Libya's National Oil Corporation said a forced shutdown in production since January was expected to result in output dropping to 650,000 barrels per day in 2022 from about 1.2 million barrels per day achieved at the start of 2020. Reuters.